on TNT always seems to produce something noteworthy, or close to it anyway. And it usually involves Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal. Yesterday, it involved Charles Barkley, who has some choice words for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I just want to say, I don't care who wins. I mean, I just want the season to be over so we can go play golf and fish.
All right, let's.
But I root. The Lakers are such wussies, and I want to say wussies because I can't say the word I want to say.
I know.
The way they have trying to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel under the bus is just really pissing me off. Right. And I got to tell you something.
Oh no! Hey, you know we've got a guest standing by.
Lakers still suck when we get back from this interview.
Okay. Well.
No, he was playing.
I'm still mad. Now listen, I'm not going to sit out like all these clowns on other networks got their head up the Lakers' booties. Now, they're blaming Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook. Listen, the people up top who put that trash together are running and hiding like cowards, saying, oh, it's Frank, it's Russ. You put all them old geezers out there. Listen, the best guy other than LeBron in the last month has been who? Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
And for y'all to be bringing a guy who was on the street and he becomes your second best player, and the general, whoever running that trash out there, getting away, it's ridiculous, man.
Ridiculous. Somebody had to say it.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
I can't find any.
Nope.
This is not, I mean, I know they want a title. This whole LeBron in LA thing, it still doesn't seem right. And look, he's in a different point in his career. But just feels like he's teamed up with the wrong people at just about every turn, with the exception of Miami, I suppose.
I mean, when Anthony Davis was healthy,
I don't want
they
Anthony
won
Davis.
That title in the
like,
bubble.
I don't really want Anthony Davis on my team.
Couldn't pay me enough to want him. Nope.
I don't want him.
Nope.
I can't.
Ooh, I get him for 20 games.
I can't stand watching that guy play basketball, and that's only a quarter of the time when he's actually playing basketball. He makes me so mad because I just think, wow, that guy is 7 feet tall and he's an athletic unicorn. He could do anything he wants to do, but decides to stand there, do nothing, and occasionally catch a lob.
Because he's made of glass.
And now, by the way, he hasn't played in a month. And the Lakers are the currently the 8th seed.
Really?
Only a half game ahead of the Clippers, who that's not really
that's
working.
Not a
either.
Better situation.
Meanwhile, this has paved the way for the Grizzlies, who are 31-16. Yep, wake up, NBA people.
Watch the Grizzlies.
And by the way,
they
the
got
Lakers,
a good one tonight.
Lakers and the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves have the same record.
Oof.
Is that better for the Timberwolves or worse for the Lakers?
You're probably feeling pretty good about that if you're the Timberwolves.
Yes. I'd say it's a pretty good start.
Yeah. We're still doing the play-in tournament, right?
I believe so.
So it would be Lakers, T-Wolves if the season ended today, 8-9?
Lakers, Clippers, and then T-Wolves, Blazers.
Oh, okay.
If the season ended today.
Okay.
Which it does not.
It doesn't.
In fact, it doesn't really even end soon.
Not even at the All-Star break.
Nope. But.
Which the jerseys for that came out, and if we can just have.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
Have a quick 15 seconds on uniforms. These things are mesh. They are monochrome. They're not great.
Okay, let's take a look. NBA All-Star jerseys.
They were leaked today. So if you believe everything you see on the internet, which leaked. I do.
Oh, the All-Star game is in Cleveland this
year.
Yeah.
That's an odd locale.
Yep. They are mesh, and the numbers are the same color as the uniform.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Broadcasters will love that.
Cool.
I just picture All-Star Weekend in Cleveland being like Kevin Love inviting the best players in the league over to his house for sandwiches. Like, hey, guys. Hey, thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for coming out. There's some craft brews down in the fridge.
You want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Not really a party town.
I've never been to Cleveland, but I don't have any reason to go to Cleveland. that's pretty much it.
That's not a knock on Kevin Love. Just
yeah,
coming off the bench, he's still the face of that team for me.
It's fair. Oh, man. Well, they got some other good guys, too.
They do. Only one that my wife finds attractive, though. Kevin Love.
Nice. I miss fat Kevin Love. He was way cooler when he was on the Timberwolves.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
He was awesome.
20-20 a night?
Yes, he was grading like 22 rebounds. I don't know how this is happening. He's like 6'8". But this is awesome. Do more of this. So Chuck says what we were all thinking. These guys stink. Which is correct. All right, let's come back. We'll have Sipple on the other side. We have to ask him if he's watched, already zoomed through season 4 of Ozark yet. Maybe get his predictions for the season.
Is he going to pick up the phone when I call him?
I don't know. Unclear.
Okay.
He's usually, I don't know. It's probably a little too cold to get the hog out. But I don't know. No wind. He might be taking a ride. Maybe put it away. There's a lot of questions to ask Sipple. We'll do that next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.